An Oireachtas committee has heard about the growing challenge of illegal streaming and its impact on Irish sport. Both the GAA and the League of Ireland expressed concern about the use of what are known as dodgy boxes. We're joined by Mark Scanlon, League of Ireland director at the FAI, who was among those addressing that committee, along with the GAA Plus chief Noel Quinn. Mark, thanks for being with us this afternoon. From your perspective, what's the problem and what impact is it having on the League of Ireland?
Hi, Rachel. Firstly, thanks for having us on. Yes, as we outlined yesterday in the Oireachtas Committee, the dodgy boxes and illegal streaming is a significant impact on the revenue stream. So a fan survey in late 2023 indicated that there was 54% of people accessing LOA TV via illegal streams. So obviously that's having a significant impact on the revenues of what already is a small startup business. And in turn then is causing a problem for us to be able to develop the service even further for the fans and for the users. And then also for the clubs themselves, it's a massive loss in revenue and what's already a difficult financial landscape for the clubs to navigate at this moment in time. So significant revenue loss.
Dodgy boxes are sticks. I mean, they are illegal, but is there a problem in that many of us don't really view their use as a crime?
Yeah, I think that's a major problem. I think in recent times, it's been estimated that there's 400,000 households in the country with dodgy boxes. And I think most people see them as a victimless crime. But like most things, it's not. There's obviously money that's gone to large criminal empires from dodgy box subscriptions that are being paid. And then ultimately, the impact on smaller services like ourselves and GAA Plus, who were also in the Oireachtas yesterday, and other smaller streaming services, significant because it's causing a massive problem in order to be able to continue to develop our content and to be able to make sure that we can push that to the next level. And ultimately, what we're there to do is try to provide a service for the fans. We produce over 550 games a year to ensure that every single game across the League of Ireland is made available to the fans. So that's everything from our men's senior divisions, both Premier Division and First Division, our women's Premier Division, as well as some of our academy fixtures as well. And without LOI TV, that just simply wouldn't be possible. There's obviously not the space on linear TV to be able to cover 550 games. So the service is essential, but it gets put at risk when we're not able to maximise the revenue streams to be able to invest into it. So it certainly isn't a victimless crime, and it's an area where we'd love to see further legislation in place to ensure that the end user actually can be prosecuted for using the dodgy boxes, because at this moment in time the illegal streaming is only targeting the actual people who are selling the services themselves, and that's where the issue lies.
Mm-hmm. This is it. As you say, operators have been prosecuted in the past. So you're saying that when it comes to enforcement, you'd like to see the users, people who use the dodgy boxes or sticks or whatever, you'd like to see them liable to prosecution as well?
Yeah, I think ultimately that's probably the only way that we'll see a reduction in this service, because as soon as one service gets shut down and one service provider gets shut down, people will move on to the next one, and that's what's been happening continuously. And the problem hasn't got any better. It's got worse over the last number of years. Certainly from our point of view as a service, like we try to provide that as cost effectively for people as well. We're well aware of cost of living crisis. We reduced our subscription charges this year while pretty much everything else in the market is going up. We reduced our annual pass from €120 down to €99. We provided new apps and services, and that obviously took significant investment from the League of Ireland clubs, ourselves and our partners in Premier Sports to make that happen. But if that's to continue and we can keep the price as low as possible, then obviously we need subscription charges to be able to help us with that. But ultimately what's happening at the minute is people are moving between one service provider and another. When one gets shut down, they're reopening back up. Mm-hmm. And as I said, with the surveys and research being able to tell us that over 50% of people are accessing the streams illegally, it's obviously not going to help us be able to invest in the live sport that people want to see.
Mark Scanlon of the League of Ireland, thanks for talking to us this afternoon.